5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, dude. iCarly, nah. Fuck this shit. Fuck this shit, bro.
All right, episode 26. We're back after a month and a half.
Of course, we're always just fucking so great. And then
we always need our breaks.
Long hiatus.
Long after.
Then this is a straight shit the bed moment. But guess what? Every time we take a long hiatus, we gain a new member. So introducing our new member.
Hello.
Brandon Biela, our producer, is now joining the pod, you know, kind of part-time, full-time. We'll see, you know.
But he's here. Guest.
Not a fucking guest. You're part of the staff. So we'll start with Coleman. Coleman, how is
no income, actually he's lost money, but you know. Fuck it,
Coleman, how have you been, Coleman?
This is why he's an unpaid intern. You know, I've been good. I mean,
you wanna tell the fans about the commitment?
Oh Jesus.
Oh yeah. Shit.
It's been a minute, Coleman. Think about it.
It has. I forgot how long it's been. I mean, this just happened like 2 weeks ago. I got the call that I'm going to go be playing at University at Buffalo next year. So
yes, sir.
No, nothing.
Dope. Congrats.
Be all edited some.
Doesn't give
edited
a singular
some applause.
Shit, he's just fucking pissed.
Yeah, fix that in there's post. Your applause. Jesus. how have you been, Biela?
You know, ringside betting's on its way up.
Yes, to the moon, baby, to the fucking moon.
Besides that, gotta live the adult life. Watching a lot of hockey, watching a lot of post deadline, seeing all the new faces and new uniforms.
I like it. That's good.
Old faces in new places.
I've been good.
I feel like Garth Brooks out here.
You got friends in low places, bud. So
oh, no, I know the song. I was trying to still make a nice little joke, idiot. Get humor.
Get your funnies
fucking
up,
nerd.
Bud.
Fucking nerd.
Jokes are supposed to be funny, bud. So I've been good. Yeah, I've been pretty good. DB and I just got back from California. So you know, I know DB's been pretty good too, but you know,
we're
how you been, dog killer?
Dog.
Oh,
that's just such a thanks for the new whip. Shitty circumstances, but you know, we move on ringside to Cali. We got to get into this. You know, we don't care about the Bove. No one cares about the Bove.
And the Bove doesn't care about those dogs.
Yep, apparently, huh?
But he just blew through him.
Oh my
yeesh.
God,
dude. Why, it was a fucking pit bull. DB went full Missile Worldwide on him.
Mr. 305!
Mr. Worldwide, my bad. Pit bull shit. So now he's under DB's car. So how was California, Bove?
I got a little bit longer of a California trip than you did. We had a great time. And then, honestly, just went to Disneyland for the weekend. I was going to go to the Kings game
Hang on
Monday.
I want to jump in here. We went to the Islanders games.
Yeah,
we went
I was
to the Islanders
gonna,
games.
I thought
and
we were
then,
talk
and then
about
DB,
separate.
And then
let's go.
Yeah, but no, but hang on. But then DB came back. We went. I flew to Arizona. We went to the Islanders games out in LA, and then Anaheim. Then we drove back to Arizona, and I flew home. And then he went to Disney. I didn't go to Disney. Just wanted to clear that one up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Neither
you
did
for.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you were just a Coleman. You were invited the whole time. You got to come to the next one, obviously.
I'll be at the next one. The next one's going to be Buffalo.
No, we're thinking.
Let's go.
We kind of might
be there
impulse,
already. Let's
no,
go.
Impulse plop.
Where, Colorado?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm down for that.
Colorado hit a Rockies game, too?
No.
No,
I'm not sitting through a baseball game.
I love baseball. I'm down. I fucking would totally sit through a rock. I already sat through a Rockies game in fucking 37 degree temperatures and shorts and moccasins.
Why are you so angry?
That's just how I talk, dude. It's just how I talk.
He's mad because the whole format has been so bad on the Islanders.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's segue to that.
Yeah, let's segue to that. Bo Horvat traded to the Islanders for we already discussed this. because it happened before last pod, but he's got what, 2 points, 3 points, 10 games, 12 games, 20 games. What is it, DB?
13 games.
Good shit.
3 points, 20 games.
Fucking.
He's been with the, no, he has no way. He's been without five. Barzell for eight. No, he's been out without Barzell with 13. No, he's been played out with 20 for 13.
He has 5 goals and 4 assists, and he's a minus
two. That's
not
bad. That's not bad.
And he's been out with Barzell without Barzell.
He had 54 and 49 on Vancouver.
Yes, he lost his line mate. He's playing with fucking Simon Holmstrom.
And Josh team. Bailey. And Josh yeah, Bailey.
They need to get Hudson Fashion out there.
Vancouver wasn't a playoff team. He went to a better team.
Yeah, but he's playing with Vancouver. He's playing with good players. Here he's playing with Holmstrom and Bailey.
Dude, we want. I witnessed Josh Bailey.
Holmstrom scored yesterday, didn't he?
Holmstrom. How many points? Buddy.
How many points did Bo have in that 7-goal outing?
No, we talked about this already, and I agree. I know he hasn't been performing lately, but you know he had to slump sometime, and I'd rather be now than in the fucking playoffs.
I still like the pickup. I'm a Bo guy now.
You know what pickup Bo, I like?
We met Bo in L.A. We met Bo.
It's better than the Tarasenko and Kane pickup any day.
I like the 16 LA has on Vancouver this year.
No. You know what? No. Me and Clayton talked about this too, though.
Good
he needed to change
side.
His scenery. He needed to change his scenery.
Yeah,
Biela jumped in. Biela's adding something here.
It's a good trade for both sides here.
I agree.
See, there you go. There we go. I think so too. I think Horvat's gotten off to a slow start, but you know there's a big difference between playing alongside, you know, Pettersson and Besser or Garland or Podkolzin or Kuzmenko or whoever the fuck they got Beauvillier in you know, Northern Seattle with. But
Northern Seattle.
Vancouver's a shit city. So
not to mention that they use that Islanders first to get Hironi, who hasn't played yet, but
he's going. Yeah. He's going to be really good for that blue line.
Filip Hronek. He's going to be a real good third pairing defenseman again. You know, when he regresses back to his normal skill, he'd be real nice to see.
That's a little harsh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
He'll be a solid second PP guy, second pair guy.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Who do they have on the top pair above him now?
OEL.
Hughes and.
Who's playing?
It's OEL. It's OEL. Oh, okay.
It's yeah.
OEL's on that power play.
OEL was on the power play, DB.
OEL's been injured recently.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been injured.
But Bear's not good either.
See how he played? Yeah, no. Wait. I heard the Bear is good.
I think Hronek and Hughes would be a really good top pairing for them.
Isn't Hronek a right shot too?
Yeah, Hronek's a righty.
That shit makes me. Yeah, that makes me fucking just like cream. I swear. I fucking love
good
that
right
type
shot
of shit.
Defenseman.
Yep. With left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right with left and a good right shot defenseman makes me fucking dude.
It's not easy to come by.
Could make
There's not a
so
lot of
many
them.
Good breakout passes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
I wouldn't want to see them in their own zone, but
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. I mean, Hronik's not awful in his own zone. He's been better than
Quinn
year,
is.
But Quinn is, yeah.
Remember when he cried during the interview because people kept calling him an OFD?
That's fucking
like
fucking
he was
soft.
Like his
that's
eyes
soft.
Were watering. He's like, I want people to stop thinking about they're thinking of me as
there's
an
no place in the game for
I want to work on my two-way game.
So there's no place in the game for that bullshit.
I did get to watch him live though this past week, and he works that top power play pretty well.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we were supposed to watch him live too.
And someone died.
We were gonna watch Quinn Hughes live until someone decided to die on the highway.
Yep. Forgot about that one. I forgot about that travesty.
Travesty, yeah, for us. So a another real good move of the defenseman that I liked was that Boston move with Orlov. He's been on fire since getting
he's fitting right in with that spoke to be.
Biela's just dropping liners on his first day.
Wow.
Jeez. You
know, he's a new member. He needs to fit in. He needs to get back in. He's doing the most.
Bielema's putting the lines down so we can just fucking snort them up. Jeez,
all right, buddy, chill the fuck out.
So, yeah, Orlov and Hathaway. I mean, you know, Washington gets a first out of it, a second, and a third. So, I mean.
And is that the first they flipped for Sandin?
Yep. It is the first.
Which is another good move.
From Sandin, which is, yeah.
Sandin has been really good in Washington.
Washington getting younger is nuts to me.
Yeah.
It's the right call. It's the right call. But the fact that they're being – that it's been so easy for them to do
it's
this.
It's only for Ovi, though. I mean, obviously it is. Only for Ovi, but
– It is. But it's also for – I don't think they want to be bad after Ovi's gone. I don't think they want to go through a sucky period. Yeah, you know, you've got another Russian
but
in the pipeline.
I think they're – I mean, you're right, but I think they're due for it. They've been good for so long.
They're 100%
100% due for it.
You got to pay your dues. You do.
I think they could be a similar situation to LA where they're bad for a couple years. They got top overall pick like Byfield and Turcotte, and they get a couple prospects and they turn it around real quick and they're back in the playoffs.
Any thoughts on Byfield,
Quentin Busfield?
Beg. Shitty guy.
I mean,
it was a rough pick, too.
Not quite a number two pick, but I think he'll turn out.
Yeah, I just
see,
think
I like
they were better.
I
guys.
Like Biela because he brings a positive attitude to this podcast where me and DB are just about to – we're about to go down the Dustin Brown rabbit hole.
No. I got to stand face-to-face with that goddamn statue, and I wanted to spit on that shit so bad.
If you recall the first episode where DB did not hold back on Dustin Brown, we went full circle in LA when he saw the Dustin Brown statue and got to flip it off in front of people who worked for the Kings. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit who fucking worked for who. Dustin Brown's a shitbag. Fuck him. Simple.
Damn.
Hey, if we want to hear, I mean, I know you're talking about Biela being so positive, but if you want to hear him get real negative, let's talk about Kane going to the Rangers for a second and a fourth. Thoughts on that, Biela?
Yeah, we got a second for our franchise cornerstone that we won three cups with.
hey,
conditional
it's okay.
Second.
It's okay.
Conditional.
You got a second.
It's
okay.
It's conditional.
Biela, you got a first from McCabe, though, so we're chilling.
That was a great move, but we also gave up pretty much three firsts for Seth Jones, so I'm still recovering for that one.
They're trying to build it back up.
9.5.
9.5 mil.
You don't like
9.5, only a mil more
for
than
a bona fide fourth forward on the ice.
Turns his windshield wipers on automatic.
How about
making
how about
snow angels?
Oh, jeez. How about Ryan
O'Reilly?
He does
not stay on his hold on. That dude does not stay on his feet in the defensive zone.
Nah, dude.
It's like he's diving at everyone. He's throwing like it's just comical.
I was gonna make a joke, but you know, we won't get political on the pod, but you know, I think we can all get where I was gonna go.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. It's like Biden in the D zone.
Like Biden on the steps of Air Force One.
You see him picture him crip walking earlier off Air Force One.
Yeah, you see the Leafs crip walking out at like on Long Island. They can't even get off the plane. Looks like that travesty last night.
Yeah, dude. And then they get Ryan O'Reilly, and he gets injured like fucking five games in.
Yeah, there's been a lot of deadline guys getting injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else?
O'Reilly.
Thank
Bonino.
Thank fuck. That's all.
Oh, Bonino. That was the other one.
Nice. That's the second one you went to, Bonino. Riley Stillman on Buffalo. He was hurt for a little while.
He was back.
Yeah, hey,
he was
Coleman,
back for the shit dumping.
He was
wanna,
back for that
you
shit
re-
pumping last
do you
night.
Do you want to retract your statement? What a great defenseman for the AHL. Has he even been down to Rochester?
No, but he's been shit in the NHL.
No, he's got knocked
he's
out.
Been physical.
I bet he was just
he's been
bad.
Physical. He's been physical.
Yeah.
Physical laying down on the ice.
It's not bad for the
– he's got the shit beaten out of him a couple times.
Right. I mean, that's fine, dude. I watched Matt Martin open-handed hit someone last night. So, I mean
– I watched that, and that was kind of bad. That was kind of bad.
Yeah. You know what trade I really
– He gets the boys pumped up.
I really liked the Dadanov for Giryanov for Dallas.
Oh, I liked it for both sides.
Giryanov's
been the best player on Montreal the past couple games.
I mean, they've both been really good.
Good replacement for Cole Caulfield on that power play while he's gone.
Yep.
There you go, Biela. Another fucking, another dime.
A colorful and Barbashev, anecdote.
Barbashev for Dean. That was one for one. That was pretty brutal. LOL.
Yep.
I mean,
Vegas yeah. prospect gone.
Yeah. They got one left. Who's Brisson getting moved for?
No one. Season? No one. Nobody. He's not going anywhere.
They dad, have to his, keep him.
No,
they have to at least keep one guy.
I'm surprised they didn't send Brisson for Patrick Kane.
His dad brought in Jack Eichel. There's no way that Brisson's not going to play with Eichel. There's no way.
Yeah.
So
that'd be really funny though.
Speaking of which, we should try to get his dad on the pod. I think we can. I think that would be pretty sick. So, you know, we'll see. Now would be the time to do it. Pat Brisson, are you fucking kidding, dude?
Nah.
DB doesn't know who Pat Brisson is.
No, I just don't care.
and then the Sharks give up, or the Devils give up. I mean, kind of avoid giving up a bunch for Timo Meier. They gave up some, but I mean,
it wasn't that.
It wasn't an overpay by any means.
I think it's a good much. Another good move that works out for both sides in the long run.
Yeah.
I think the main thing is that 10 mil qualifying offer mm-hmm. after they said they're not going to play more a forward more than Jack Hughes.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel yeah. It's tough.
They're going to get tied up with money. Pretty much forced to pay him 10 mil.
Yep.
Once you do that for a year minimum, and then he's gone in free agency the next. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
As of now, it's a good move for both sides, but
if it gets them deep in the playoffs, it's a good move.
Let me tell you.
But if they have the Rangers round one, it's going to be a bloodbath.
If they have the Rangers round one, I'm calling it Devs
and seven. Devs and seven.
It's going seven. That's a series that goes seven no matter what.
And that's a series that's going to rely on goaltending heavily.
Mm-hmm. And when we get Boston, it's Isles in four.
Shesterkin has been rough, but he's been hot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's 6-0-1 in his last seven.
Hopefully, maybe it's heating up at the right time. Could be too early.
My uncle and my dad. Okay, so my dad's side's all Rangers fans. So, like, my uncle and dad were talking about it. Apparently, Shesterkin's a drunk. Yeah,
he's a Russian.
Apparently, he's a drunk.
Alec has a couple coke. He probably does coke with Kuzi. So,
who are you getting? From who are they getting this in from?
My uncle. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
probably dealing the.
I don't want to peddle it any further.
I think it would be something funny for me to peddle, but you know,
DB
I guess you're just a bitch.
No, wow. DB can peddle it because he's anti-rags, but I'm not
anti-rags. Anti-rag for life.
I like
nah.
I like
now you're just changing sides. Now you're changing sides, Clayton.
Dude, I think Sorokin's better.
I think I like Shesterkin, but I think he's a little overrated.
But I like Shesterkin. Yeah. I think he's a cool guy. Like I do.
Yeah,
this
I
season
know
a lot.
I'd now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I mean, for me too, honestly. But like,
who wouldn't? An NHL goalie.
I mean, I don't know if he drinks beer. Probably fucking straight whiskey. But you know,
that's vodka. He's Russian.
Oh, my bad. I mean, sorry. I'm too American. Anyway,
you want to talk about his stats real quick, though?
No, I wanted to talk about somebody else before I get fucking, you know, thrown in all different directions in a blender like I'm fucking Nolan Patrick. I mean, come on.
Yeesh.
So,
wow.
The return for Timo Meier. I wanted to talk about a couple guys. I want to talk about Zetterlund, who Coleman
yep,
said he
I'll,
likes.
I'm a big Zetterlund fan. I know where he's going with this, Coleman, and I know you do too.
20 points in 45 games with New Jersey this year. You know, he's 23 years old. But the real big part of this that I like, and you guys know I'm going to go here, is Shakir Mukhamudulin. I mean, he's 21, 20th overall pick in 2020. He's a fucking brick shithouse, dude. Tall, two-way defenseman. He was playing top pair in the KHL this year. 25 points in 67 games for a guy who kind of leans defensively in a lower scoring league that heavily hates rookies. And I mean, he's got top pair upside in a team like San Jose, who really doesn't have that bona fide defensive prospect. So
Nikolai says otherwise.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where's he been the last 2 years?
He's back now.
In ACL, that's where he's been.
He wasn't hurt last season. They didn't say anything. He probably fucking back in Russia.
He was hurt.
They didn't say anything for – all they said was one injury. And in this whole season, he was, like, supposed to be back, but he wasn't. He missed all of last year and most of this year. And they didn't – any. There was no updates or anything. He was with his this is the one guy I can't stand, so I'm going to drag him. His fucking piece of shit agent, Dan Milstein, fuck you. Fucking shitbag. Really, I hate Dan Milstein. He's a piece of shit. I can personally attest to what a fucking douchebag this guy is. So there was a picture on Dan Milstein's Instagram before he blocked me. No, I'm fucking, he didn't block me. I asked him for any advice, wanted to be an agent. He said, don't. So that was cool.
Don't.
Yeah.
Dude, he just saw what you look like.
He looks like a fucking pig, dude. And he represents Zaitsev and Kane. So fuck him.
That's a lot of money that he's getting for Zaitsev.
Yeah, it is. Damn, dude. And he got Zaitsev
done. Jeez.
And another
second round pick going to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in return, Chicago gets a guy who fucking stole his children from his wife back in Russia. So that's pretty cool.
Woo!
Real good character.
More Blackhawks controversy.
We'll take anything.
Yes!
Yeah, dude. Blackhawks see a guy with fucking red flags and they. But they get a second.
We have red jerseys, man.
I'll take it. I'll take a second to bury his ass in the AHL. Are you kidding? It's all they get to. That's what they get to do.
Right? You think he's going to the AHL? The R lineup? No,
I don't. They got to keep him on the roster for the cap hit, so they stay above the cap.
Right. Yeah.
You got to play with Seth Jones, man.
Him and Seth Jones.
Wow.
I'm sure that Russian
nice bottom pair of Zaitsev and Tenorti. That'd be
all that just to get the
third
overall pick.
Yeah, don't forget we're canceled in
all that. No, we're not. It's not Europe. We're not canceled in Europe. We're canceled in the
Belarus
ship part
or some shit. Yeah,
we're canceled in the ship part. In Asia. That's more Asia.
Yeah,
ship part to Asia.
Fuck them.
Love
fuck
my
the person
Japanese
who canceled
homies,
us.
Okay.
Fuck the person who canceled us. That's what I meant.
Shout out Taro Sugimoto.
Shout out Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, throwing gas last night.
Throwing gas, dude.
Chucked out his teammate.
Dude, wild. That guy can ball. Best
win?
Player in the league. Yeah,
Japan
won. Wow.
Japan beat
Shout out Edwin Diaz.
Yikes.
Fuck it's
you,
okay.
Fuck
Japan
you.
Always gets the first strike on them, and then we drop two.
Wow.
Yee.
You can't be coming on here for your first episode dropping that.
The only thing getting dropped.
Nagasaki.
I got banned from Instagram Live for a Nagasaki joke, so I'm not too happy.
No,
you know, whatever.
I don't think it was a Nagasaki joke.
Yeah, dude, I said I was gonna turn Kim Jong Un's sister into Nagasaki.
There you go.
And they fucking banned me from Instagram Live. Someone reported me. So
nice.
if you're a soft person who follows me on Instagram and reported that, I have plenty of things to say to you that I won't say now. Speaking of people who aren't soft, Tanner Jeannot to the Lightning for a first, a second, a third,
love it,
a fourth,
love
a
it,
fifth,
love it, love it, love it, love
it, love
it, love it,
love
it, love it, love it. Well, obviously,
that's a great move for the Preds.
I like it for the Lightning too, because the Lightning were struggling at that point.
Yes,
and he comes
I
in, he
agree.
Gives them that flair they need.
He's not going to get you a bunch of points. I mean, he was really good last year. You know.
Yeah.
I mean,
he just hasn't had
40,
that same spark. He's a different
41
spark
and
this year.
But yeah, he's starting to become the player that you kind of think, you know, he and someone who Tampa Bay always loves, they always get, and then they end up keeping him for a little bit, but then they go and get paid. You know, I don't know what it's going to look like this summer for him. Does he do a 1 year by 1.5 or 2 years by 1.5? And
I think he
tests
the market this year. I think they just solely picked him up.
I think
for the
he's
playoffs.
An RFA though.
He's an RFA.
Oh, is he RFA?
He's an RFA
okay.
making
I was gonna
800K.
Say, I doubt they give that much up for.
So I say 2 years by 1.5, and then we look at another Blake Coleman, Barclay Goodrow situation where he may walk and take a bunch of money, or by that
or
point,
Nick Paul,
or Nick
Paul.
Situation. Yeah, exactly. By that point, Tampa might have some more money to give him with some contracts coming up here soon. I believe.
Get rid of Nick Paul.
Can you imagine revolving
locked
third liners? I think that's really. I mean, for most of the trades,
for Nashville, Nino Niederreiter went to Winnipeg for a second.
We didn't talk about the big Nashville one,
and then Matthias Ekholm
and
a sixth for Tyson Berry, Reed Schaefer. Goddamn, a first and a third. I hope Edmonton gets bounced in the first round.
Ekholm's fit
boy.
Amazing.
Why don't you like
just
Reed
had
Schaefer?
A two goal game?
Mm-hmm. I don't
that,
like
that
yesterday.
Cannon from the bottom of the circle.
Listen, I don't hate Reed Schaefer, but I don't think he should have went in the first round last year. But, I mean, Logan Mayhew went in the first round. So, I mean, you know what? Who knows at this point? Anybody can go in the first
round. You know what? It's another decent prospect.
It is.
There's an upside.
And he's physical.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Nashville has a lot of decent prospects that could have an upside.
Michael McCarron, first round pick.
Luke Evangelista single-handedly sending the Sabres to Cancun last night.
Nashville.
I think Tomasino's been good as of late.
Yeah, the fact they have him in the NHL too. Is nice.
Illy Tolvanen. Oh, wait.
No. Oh,
waved.
Speaking of guys on new teams, how about Pierre Engvall?
He's been playing great.
He's been playing really good.
You know how pissed off I was the day? It was like, what, an hour and a half after the Patrick Kane to New York Rangers, and I'm sitting there like, I knew Kane wasn't coming to the Rangers or the Islanders, but like, damn, it actually was too good to be true to actually see him go to the Rangers. Like, it sucked ass to see. And then the next thing I did, just to top off my day, right before I go to fucking work, the New York Islanders have acquired Pierre Engvall. And I think I almost fucking lost probably all my, like, left side of my brain. Like,
I thought DB
could have went into aneurysm. Yeah, aneurysm. Like, aneurysm after aneurysm. Pierre Engvall. What the fuck? But no, I can't say anything.
And then we go to California. And then we go to California, and Pierre Engvall.
He had 3 points in three games. He had all points. Yep. He's had points in, I think, did he have a point last night, too?
I'm sure he did, dude. My boy.
I'll check that, actually.
Pierre the Toronto turned Engvall. Around and flipped that third for Luke Shen immediately.
Yeah, LMAO. Nice.
Crazy Luke how Shen went from a first-round pick price tag to a third.
He's played four games.
So that happens when you hold out way too much.
He's getting scratched. He's back in Toronto.
They got
Toronto
better Luke been, Shen that's what they've and always McCain. Been doing.
Yeah, Toronto yeah. gets Toronto.
No,
Engvall
didn't have a point.
Oh damn!
Like why'd they even do that? They could have just had an extra third round pick.
Because the Leafs hate picks.
Yeah.
They got
because they're Coleman, how about that? That's how about that prospect. Benching of Anders Lee last night?
Basically
though.
Vegas yeah, home rights with one prospect.
Who got what happened last night?
He benched Lee and Parise. I know you're what up six?
I'm up by 10 now, I think. I outscored
you
last night.
I thought you meant Lane. No. I was like, Lane didn't bench Lee. I saw him. I saw him out there.
Yeah, no, he dropped like 8 points
a nice
in fantasy,
little
and he's on my 15 bench.
15-0 start for my team, and now we're trailing down. We're like 1-6.
Yeah, you're losing
in
to the
8th
seed in playoffs.
Who are you losing to? Shout out Tampa Bay 2019 Lightning.
Oh, yeah, dude. The Bruins this year.
We prayed on your downfall, and it's finally happening.
Mm-hmm. I didn't pray.
That's
on
what
shit,
happens
to
you.
I prayed on my uprise. I traded for Shesterkin, and then he fucking cost me the playoffs. So that's why I don't like him.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it, DB.
Yeah,
you can peddle. DB, you can peddle that shit all you want. Fuck him. Fuck him. Maybe missed a playoff.
Yep.
That's on you.
He sent you to Cancun.
He sent me to Cancun.
No, I sent you to Cancun.
He sent me to Cancun.
Yeah,
with no alcohol. He drank it all. Wow. So a couple other extensions happened. Oh my god. Yeah, what is it with goalies and drugs? I'm sure there's other goalies who do it.
Speaking of drugs, Jaakko Vaarana.
Oh, my snake farm's looking real nice today. 50 mil in the dream.
And speaking of drugs, Verana's finally off the drugs, and he's producing in St. Louis.
Dude, I don't know if he's off the drugs or those St. Louis drugs are on another level, but he's playing.
No, he's off the ones he was on, and now he's on the PEDs.
Well, he's off the Detroit drugs,
and he's got five goals, one assist in 8 games.
He ain't tweaking on the streets no more. It's tight.
Everybody's tweaking on the streets in St. Louis. What the fuck are you talking about? Have you ever been to downtown St. Louis?
Yes.
Shouldn't.
I went to a Fraser Cup, Dick.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been to a Fraser.
Damn,
don't
you've
worry
never
about
told
it.
Me that before. Yeah.
I feel like that's never been mentioned.
I don't think you've mentioned it enough.
It's so funny, dude. It's just so funny because it means literally fucking nothing.
Were you the sixth? Hey. You were the sixth seed, yeah.
Fifth seed.
You were the team that went for shits.
No, El Paso was. Oh no, shit! You're right because El Paso won.
You guys
division.
Lost to Helena, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Best record in the league. Choked the playoffs. Same thing happened
last
again this
in.
Year. Lol.
Yeah, I remember DB went live after the fucking after Gillette lost, and I was at work and I couldn't watch. So
yep.
Couple other big extensions. Jake Walman, 3 years, 3.4. Ole Mata, 2 years, $3 million. The two Detroit defensemen there. And then Mikey Anderson, 8 years, 4.125. That's a steal.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was a steal.
Locked up. That'll look real good in like 2-3 years.
Oh, 100%.
That's going to be a Siegenthaler contract.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. Couple other injuries. Anton Forsberg out for a bit. Tore his MCL in both fucking knees.
That is tough. Holy that's shit. Hard. As
yeah, that's
on same
that's
play.
That's whose wheelchair Briere threw.
Wow.
Ryan Johansson had surgery on his right leg. We're going to talk about that in a second. Maybe. Okay. Ryan Johansson, surgery on his right leg. Arbor out for the season, shoulder surgery. Patrick Hornquist out for the season, elderliness. And Cole Perfetti was suffering a UBI. He's out for a bit.
You're missing
your name. UBI as
in. Yeah, Svechnikov's out for the year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
We're talking about big injuries here right now. So.
I know. I didn't have this in my notes. These notes are from a bit ago.
Our notes were from 3 weeks ago.
So I mean, dude, Svechnikov getting hurt. But right before Svechnikov bobblehead night, ultimate fucking, that would have been my
13th. I told
reason.
You that, and you're just like, yeah, exactly. That's what the exact reaction was when I told
we
you that.
We got this dude. Yeah, you were telling me that, and we got this guy looking at us.
When
we
were walking,
his daughter's got cancer, his dog died, and his fucking wife left him.
No, we need to talk about the guy before the Kings game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
All right. You want me to tell it, or you want to tell it?
Yeah, no, okay, so we'll both tell it. Okay, so I'll start. So pretty much, me and Clayton are walking out of the parking garage.
And
we're sitting in the rain, meeting the. Oh no, I'm gonna get a little backstory first. A little backstory.
Okay, good.
So we're sitting in the rain for a good, you know, 8 fucking hours.
Yeah, meeting Islanders.
Meeting Islanders. So got to meet like you know, I got to see like them do their coffee run like the NHL app posted, and then we saw Bo Horvat.
Very nice guy.
Starbucks. Yeah, very nice guy. Good guy, Bo.
Just a little underproducing right now.
It's all right.
That'd be nice.
You know what? I told him. I told him.
He makes up for with the good guy points.
I told him. I said, Bo, you're not doing enough.
No, he didn't say shit. He was freaking mesmerized.
No, he said,
jaw dropped to his balls.
He was like, oh, my God,
$8.5 million
he said, welcome to the island, you know?
Yeah, we did say welcome to the island. But no, okay, so yeah. We meet the Islanders, all that. Me and Clayton are chilling in the car. I think we were listening to just a podcast.
We're listening to Cam and Strick, and I got my pants off, and I'm drying them in your car. So, you know, we get ready for the game.
That's why they're off.
Be a sight.
We get ready for the game. I had underwear on. Don't worry, bud. Don't get too excited. You know, I'm drying my shoes on the bottom, my pants on the fucking dash, and my socks.
Yeah, no, we were
fucking,
so.
I got
I'm
DB.
Gonna admit,
I got
I'm
DB
gonna
drying one of my socks like we're on a fucking McGriddle. You know. So,
no, we were drying it like we're on a goddamn hockey tournament. Fucking every
DB.
Place in the car to make sure your gear is dry for your next game.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, so everything
you
got
get,
dry.
You get all that's dry. We walk to the.
We go to leave. We get tacos.
Yeah, we get tacos.
Taco
truck.
Incredible fucking taco truck.
Yeah. And pretty much this motherfucking
this guy,
tweaker just starts running down the streets just
dude,
screaming
dropping
racial
the
slurs.
Dropping,
yeah,
dropping
literally.
The N-bomb about this guy from the bus, right? And then he's looking at the taco people, and he's just like standing at the window trying to speak to them, right? And he's fucking got crazy eyes and shit. And then the black guy from the bus walks by, and the dude starts screaming the N-word at him. I thought this guy was going to drop.
And he
the
said, I'll kill you, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'll kill you.
All this shit.
Dude, he looked like Gollum. He looked like a Mexican Gollum.
No, it was bad. He was actually so, like, genuinely tweaked out.
So
DB
gets my...
Yeah,
DB
I go grab
tacos,
all the food.
Right? And he gets my burrito and his tacos. And when he goes up to get his tacos, the guy is basically saying, you're lucky, and all this other stuff. And then he starts talking about how he's going to shoot everyone. So we walk away a little bit, right? And we go and stand in the shade, you know, so it's not raining on our food. And we're mowing down our tacos and burrito before the game. And all of a sudden, this fucking idiot is running by pretending to shoot everybody in the fucking head with his hands. Pew, pew, pew. He skipped me and DB. Right, so I guess we really were lucky. And he's fucking pretending to shoot everybody in the head, and then he runs down the street like he killed everyone. It was nuts, dude. It
drugs
was nuts.
Do wild things to you.
I've seen plenty. I've seen plenty of fucking crackheads, but none of them have pretended to shoot people in the face in front of me.
That's just a casual Tuesday in LA.
I was about to say.
No, I was stunned though. Like I was like, wow. Like
me
that
and
was
DB
out
were
of the
talking.
Ordinary. I was just so pumped because, like, dude in California. You could get in the gates fucking an hour and a half early.
Hour and a half
so
before
we were,
the game. Yep.
It was sick. So, like, we're just like, oh, I was pumped to get in and get right there, right from warm ups, like all that shit. Nah, I get some just random ass tweaker just runs right past me. He ran past the truck at first, then walked back.
Yeah, and then he came back and he's yelling obscenities. He's calling us crackers and stuff. You know, I mean, it was wild. I mean, and then these two birds were by us, and you know, I mean, he shot both of them. So they, you know, in his mind, they were dead in the street, but they were
yeah,
confused
but too. We didn't miss like the big dogs. Thing in LA this weekend, Clayton. Sunday night, Amanda Bynes walked the LA streets naked. So.
No shot. No.
Yeah, wow. She didn't. No, you didn't see that yet.
I haven't.
Dude,
seen
she
it yet.
Got. She's in like psychiatric care now. Like she literally was like walking downtown LA completely naked. And I know downtown LA on Sunday night was bad because it was raining at Disneyland Sunday night. Bad.
Oh, shit. Damn, you missed it. Isn't Amanda Bynes from like fucking from fucking Nickelodeon or some shit?
Yeah, the Amanda Bynes show from like early 2000s. She's like fucking. Damn. A 14-year-old child prodigy that just went to shit.
Hook her up with Britney Spears, bro.
Yeah, it's just how it all goes back then. Think about it. Yeah, the only one that I feel like successfully came out of like the Disney Nickelodeon scene, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, that's actually kind of fair. I mean, Miley Cyrus was on drugs for a bit. I mean, her music's fucking dope as shit.
The Jonas
though.
Brothers fucking went just straight.
The Jonas Brothers fucking are circle jerking with each other still.
Speaking of prodigies,
I mean,
though,
Phineas and Ferb made it out alive. So you know, and my boy, Perry,
and
my boy Buford. So and then Perry the Platypus and his beef with Seattle. Never forget. Perry hates Seattle too. DB.
Yes, me and Perry.
Now you're doing battle with a panda from Seattle. I mean, one of the hardest bars in all of Disney music.
Yeah.
Speaking of prodigies, though.
Yeah.
Connor Bedard hit 70 goals.
Damn, that's wild.
Just to have to go to Columbus next year.
Yeah,
imagine.
Nah,
that.
I think it's a hot take. I think he ends up in Philly, dude.
Dude, the NHL lottery is rigged. So
I wouldn't be shocked to see Edmonton jump.
Are you kidding? Fucking 1776 Freedom. Are you kidding? That's where Bedard is going to end up. America. He's going to play for Torts and hang himself. So,
no,
I think
Columbus.
He plays for. That's exactly what I'm saying. It could be Montreal.
I could see Montreal jumping there just because it's Montreal.
I could see any of the bottom teams jumping for some reason.
Name it has to be a bottom team in a big city with a big market. They're not going to let Bedard go. They're not going to let Bedard go to Columbus, dude. There's no fucking way.
So basically, Columbus and Arizona are out. So then you're
they
looking
fucked
at
up the first
teams
time.
In Anaheim.
No, dude, I wouldn't consider Arizona out because Bettman loves Arizona, so he could rig it for them for sure.
Yeah, but Arizona's out for a different reason. Their odds are getting lower and lower to get the first.
Yeah,
they're 6-2-2 in their last.
Barrett Hayton and Nick Schmaltz. That's all I gotta say. That line has been unreal.
Barrett Hayton, my favorite top five fucking pick.
They are 14 points ahead of Columbus right now.
Damn, that's wild.
But I don't think like I think me and Clayton talked about obviously having a guy like Connor Bedard on any franchise.
Oh, here we go. DB hates Bedard.
No, I don't hate Bedard. I think it'd be amazing to have him in Arizona. But like realistically, I think the Coyotes already knew they were kind of out of the sweepstakes already. No matter where they finish, because you still have to rely on their lottery, and you know they're kind of banking on getting a guy like Carlson, Michkov, or Fantilli. Because guess what?
If they get Michkov, whole different fucking. That's what the Coyotes are probably banking for in my mind.
Which I honestly do like that in their looks because they got Cooley. He's another small skill guy.
Have
you got Keller,
small skilled center.
Just, the only problem is how far away that's going to be.
Yeah, right, but
okay,
the Coyotes
so
complain about
how long? So he's on. Is he on? Is it 4 years?
Four,
5 years?
It's four years.
He's playing himself.
And when did he sign it?
It's four years right now.
He has 4 years left.
He's 4 years. Okay.
So he'll be 22. He'll be 22 and never have played in North America. That's the mild concern. And being a
when will his rights expire for the Coyotes?
They won't because he's from Russia.
Yeah.
If you draft the kid from the KHL, their rights don't expire.
Okay.
They don't have rights right now, so, you know. I mean, that's a whole different story. But
right. Yeah, like, literally,
speaking of rights, how about fucking rights, dude? Linus the Penis Allmark scored a goal a couple weeks ago. We didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Linus the Penis. That team has continued to not slow down.
And, there.
what was it, 8-8 of their last 12 to get the record?
If they want to tie the record for most wins in a season with the 2019 Tampa Bay Lightning, they need 8 out of their last 12.
I think they can do it.
That's very doable for a team.
It's
like
doable.
That.
Speaking of goalies who won't slow down, man, Spencer Knight in the Players Assistant Program. I'm just kidding. It wasn't drug. Wow. It wasn't drug related. So that joke's not funny. But you know, if you watch him in warmups, you know, it looks like he's just mentally not there. So hopefully, you know, that works out for him. You know, so yeah. But there's our goalie talk for the day.
No, we have more goalie talk.
Martin
we
Count,
can go
Martin
goalie
Count.
Talk all day.
No, there's more goalie talk.
Martin Count.
There's two goalies a part of this show now.
Nah. Martin Count requested a trade five times.
This is a lot more
important
than Martin
years.
Count.
It is not important than Martin Count. Martin
Devin
Count
Levi signed his entry level contract this week.
Shitbag.
And the Luka future Pekka of Luka Buffalo looks to be the, on the way out.
And they're gonna
shitbag.
Yeah, they're gonna move UPL.
UP no saves.
Where's
if
that
you get
gonna,
UP, if you get UPL
more
for
saves
defense,
than Eric
I don't think it's a stu- I don't think it's a
dude,
stupid
I bet decision. You know what? I bet they could get Eric. I bet they could trade UPL to Chicago for like a 7th.
They
could, okay,
they could get more than that. That would
that.
Probably a 6th.
No, you get more.
I'll give you Seth Jones, man.
I'd say
Seth
a third.
Jones.
A third for UPL? I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know.
I'd say a fourth. A fourth to be
maybe
safe.
A fourth
and David Gust.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
I'd prefer a defenseman.
I'd prefer Cole Gutman.
I'll give you another Riley Stillman.
We'll take Connor Murphy, actually. That's what I wouldn't mind. I would do Murphy in a fourth.
Caleb Jones.
No, defenseman, Coleman.
The better Jones.
Murphy.
How about Ian Mitchell?
If you go Murphy, ooh, Mitchell. Mitchell for UPL.
Right-handed defenseman?
You throw like Mitchell in a sixth?
Yeah,
I think Mitchell's
like
still young.
Yeah, Mitchell's he's a 99. I don't know how old that is.
That's
I'm not
that's
doing that math. It's like 24,
math, right?
Okay,
right? So take
question.
23 and add
yeah,
one.
Yeah, hey, I just said 24.
DB has a question, guys. Raise your hand.
It's kind of off topic, but in these wild card races, who's in, who's out?
The Islanders are out.
No, I'm talking more Western.
Western? I think
no one talks about the West.
Seattle and Winnipeg are in as of now, dude. I think Winnipeg.
I think that's how it's going to finish.
I think Winnipeg.
I think Winnipeg.
Pushing?
Yeah, I would say.
I think
Calgary,
Winnipeg. It's
four
Calgary
points
and
behind
Smashville.
Same amount of games. Yeah.
Seattle's got
yeah.
it, I think.
Smashville's got two
See,
games
no,
in hand.
Seattle's fine. Seattle's got two games in hand with 2 points ahead of Winnipeg. Calgary's
yeah,
got same amount of games played as Winnipeg, 4 less points. Nashville's got 3 games in hand on both with 5 less points.
You guys ready for a hot take?
Nashville hops in.
I don't know. I'm not gonna make any fucking comments about teams I enjoy. I don't do hot takes about teams I like. My hot take is Seattle gets fucking swept in the first round. It's the easiest fucking sweep of all time because their goaltenders don't know how to play.
Honestly, it might be an easy sweep if they play Dallas.
No matter who,
good luck
who are
scoring
gonna
on playoff Ottinger.
Who are they going to put
in?
That's
a tough
the Flames couldn't do it
Jones?
Last year.
Jones. Grubauer, Dreiger's back, I guess. Joey DeCord played last night.
I think they'll start with Jones because that's who had them the hot start.
Yeah.
And if he
yeah,
can't,
he's been real hot
he,
this year.
With a
he
sub
has a hot
9
start.
He's so,
percentage.
He's so,
he
he's so
hot
he's got
start.
An 870. He's still at an 875 in the beginning.
Bro, no, he wasn't. He was like a 912, I think.
Should I check
like
what he is right now?
Like,
yeah, he's like
he's below
9.
I'll check his splits. I'm on the NHL website right now.
I've already got him.
Oh, okay, bud.
Keandre Miller got suspended 3 games for spitting, in case anyone cared.
887.
887.
In 43 games. Grubauer's got an 892.
Buffalo.
If I was a goaltender, I'd have a 1776. Freedom.
Here's the question. Are we going to hit that point of hockey where the save percentages are going to start dipping again?
No.
Like they weren't no, I hey
the reason I say no
question,
the reason I say
there's
no
so many
because,
goalies that are so high this year.
Because Linus the Penis has a 937.
Yeah, but that there's also been goalies in the past that were just significantly better at getting the save percentage because they could, you know, have a
make
team
saves?
Around them that
well yeah.
Well, okay, yeah.
There's typically
okay,
how
yes.
it goes.
But think
but
about
there's
know,
nine
okay.
goalies with a 915 or higher this year.
How
that's,
many yes,
that's,
okay.
That's
nine goalies. How yeah,
that's higher
okay,
than usual.
But how many goalies are there that have played in the NHL this season?
Those are all minimum 25 games.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's
minimum 25 games above a 900 is 31 goalies. That's pretty much
okay.
every team starter.
Okay, that's pretty much every team starter. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
There's
DB. I was going to say.
Below that, it's,
if you're below that in a starter, you're shit.
I agree.
Reverse
Lincoln. I was just going to say, do we see that
Jordan
the skill? The skill level is obviously increasing. I know. So is goalie.
I think it's going to stay
I think the player progression is going to obviously just become more.
Can I tell you what
faster.
I think is going to happen? I think Canada and the U.S. are going to see a severe step back in terms of the goaltenders they're producing.
I think Canada has already had that step back.
I think so, too. I think we're going to start to continue to see the Russian goaltender mill. It's like those people who fucking breed puppies to sell. That's what Russia's doing with goaltenders. If you look at the amount of training that goes into these guys, I mean, they train these guys like we train our fucking Navy SEALs. I mean, it's really –
it's like how it was back in the 80s, too. Think about it.
Favorite goalies to watch, but you can't forget about the Swedes and the Finns.
I was about to say, the Swedes and the Finns as well. I mean, Emil Vinny, who's coming up in the next couple of years, is going to be a fucking stud. I think he's not just
– You can't forget about Wallstedt, too.
Wallstedt, yes.
That's the one.
Yeah, no, I know. He'll be –
I mean,
but
highest save percentage going in the league
guys,
this year.
Guys, Emil Vinny, I'm telling you right now, keep an eye on him. Finnish goaltender, a couple of years out, he's going to be a first-round pick. He might end up being top five. There's talk. He's really fucking good.
I'm checking right now. Oh, yeah, he's an 05.
Yeah, no, you're right about this Jones stuff. I mean, dude, Martin is – okay, what the – no, he's been coming in recently as a – coming back – like, what's it called?
What are his stats right now? Are they tanking?
Are you talking about Vinny?
I'm talking about Vinny right now. Two games in the Liga this year with a 737. So he's not at that level yet. For the U20, he has 32 games with an 894.
Ooh.
But you gotta go back and look at the stats of other guys in those leagues in those countries.
He's 17. He's 17 and he's played Finland U18 all international and he's got 11 games played, 2.57 with a 902.
Yeah, international is where we're really gonna want to look because that's. I mean,
he's playing in the Liga. That's a pro league at 17.
Yeah, to have any games in the Liga at 17 is a big deal. I mean, especially as a goalie, and even as a kid, even as a forward, if you're a kid who's playing in the Liga, that's a big deal. You look at these kids now getting drafted, because keep in mind the Liga is a professional league. So there's guys over there who are 37, 35, 29.
Some of these guys played in the NHL already.
Exactly. So first off, if I was an American-born player
only played two games there, though.
Yeah, no, I get it. Maybe not top five, but he's definitely going to be first round. He's definitely going to be good.
And for the U20s, he's not doing great either.
He'll be a first round pick and he'll be very
good. But hey, look
at
his playoff.
We'll see how he does these next couple seasons.
Thinking about first round pick, Sebastian Kosa, man, rocking the ECHL right now.
Fucking shitbag. Shitbag goalie. Shitbag goalie. If he wasn't tall, he wouldn't be drafted. I'm telling you right now.
Literally.
If you trust the Eiser plan.
If he was 6'1", dude, Eiser made
imagine they took Wallstedt.
Yeah,
you guys do realize that he's our age playing in the East Coast, though. Like, that's still
no, but DB,
he's
but
doing
DB,
good in the coast, though.
We're talking about
this
NHL.
This guy was drafted
in
the NHL.
We're not talking about me and you.
We're not talking about three.
You're right. 100%. But in the grand scheme of things, last year he played in that World Junior Classic at 917. This year he's struggling with Grand Rapids
Oilers team on a staff Oilers
game.
Team.
It is one game. Okay, but look at his dub stats. I know it's different. His playoffs he had 19
on a
games
really
in the
good
fucking,
oil.
On
a
oil
yes, on a
team
real,
that was absolutely
a 193
Genther,
with 919
Pro-comp.
919 though a 919.
Let's look at how Wallstedt did in the SHL.
Okay, no, you're right. You're right. I'm not saying anything about
Kosa,
that. I'm just saying.
I don't think
guys
Kosa
are going to change
is.
Their time.
I don't think Kosa is going to be an elite NHL goaltender.
No, obviously not. But no. I obviously say give him his chance. He's 20.
Right.
He's on the
UPL
path
right now. They're going to give him his chance. But right now, that's what it's looking like. It's looking like a couple years.
I don't know.
EC,
I think they got
a couple years AHL, a couple years NHL.
I think he's
AHL
next year.
At the end of the day, goalies are unpredictable.
They are.
Exactly.
But he has glaring.
You have the other teams develop the goalies. You give him the paycheck.
For being a big goalie, he has glaring weaknesses that a big goalie shouldn't have. There was concern about Askarov's glove, and in any league, DB, even in juniors, the way that he controls his five hole is very poorly. As a big goaltender, you need to be able to make those five hole saves because you're so much bigger, where it's already giving an advantage, and he's just
a long way down.
It's a long way down, you know. So it's going to be very interesting. Soros. But speaking of other, so, and for small goalies, you want to make sure you play your positioning right. You know, that's the biggest thing for small goalies is positioning. You know, if you can position yourself right to if you can angle and cut off those angles right, you don't have to worry about getting snizzed. You know, in NHL 23, I snizz Soros all the time because it's fucking Xbox, you know. But in real life, you know, Soros comes out, he plays the angles really, really well, and you watch him get beat, and a lot of times it's lack of the team being able to clear a rebound, and that's, you know, which I think
that's how he got beat last night against Buffalo.
save percentage and goals against average, you know, I hate to say this, but they really do only tell so much of the story.
What I'm trying to say is, like, now I think he just needs to get his path chosen, because obviously the split between the A and E
Split. He's played like three AHL games.
What I was going to say is,
That's true.
I mean, the ECHL, you should not have those stats that he has.
He has good stats, though.
He has good stats now because at the beginning of the year, he was struggling.
He has a 9.15. So
he's
played
the whole season. He's 9.15 with a 2.40 and 38. He's 23.
Because when I looked like 10 games into the year, he was like an 8.90. So that was a little concerning. So, if he's adjusting, that's good. He can definitely still be a good goalie.
Wallstedt started out like that too, didn't he?
I assume every goalie does an adjustment to a pro game.
Yeah, but it's a different level.
North American pro. So the other thing I was going to say was, I lost my train of thought. I was going on about something. I was about to start on.
I'm going
to
pull up Wallstedt.
Speaking of goalies, though,
Wallstedt is a
goalie right now. Is Filip Gustavsson as the Wild first in the Central?
He looks really good. And having Fleury helped. It's huge. You know,
Gustavsson, a good mentor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good mentor, and if Gustavsson gets a little shaky in the playoffs, you also have Fleury. You know, it's not like you're going to hang this kid out to dry, and I don't think he will.
Yeah,
not play well, but if options for you get the chance to switch it up. You know, so
it's like the Blues last year in the NHL. They have a 1A, 1B this season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Allmark is splitting time, and he's a 937.
Yeah.
True.
Speaking of guys,
seems like it's the move now.
Speaking of guys, you know, NHL goalie prospects, Joel Hofer's looked good in his few outings with St. Louis this year. He looked really good.
Looked unreal.
I mean, it's about fucking – I mean, he's only 20, I think, or 21. But, you know, I've been pumping this guy's tires for a while, and a lot of guys are – you guys sometimes were, you know, in the very beginning of the year, I released my list to you guys of best goalie prospects, and he was on it. And you guys were like, who the fuck is that guy? You know, shout out Andy Strickland for, you know, pumping his tires and making me look into him more.
if we're gonna stay on goalie prospects, there's someone we glossed over before I tried to mention, but no one wanted to talk about it.
Devin Levi.
Nope. Oh. We're still not talking about the future Ryan Miller in Buffalo.
He has to be. You can't pump him.
That's
like
what
that,
I mean. We need him to be.
When Johansson was developing there, there was talk. Oh man, the next, you know, this guy's gonna be the next great thing out of Russia or out of Finland. Sorry, the next Finnish goaltender.
Every goal we had could have been good.
Yeah,
I believe Levi was up for the Hobie Baker Award.
Yeah,
I think
he had a 9.52 last season and a 9.33 this year.
He's been incredible.
Those are the best goalie numbers in college since you know who?
Ryan Miller. Yep. Good shit.
Yeah, hey, Clayton, guess what?
What?
On the Hofer thing, 3 games played, 1-3-2, 9.59.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe he had like a 35 shutout against Winnipeg.
Words are tough, bud.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, he's been really good in his few games this year. A couple other things I wanted to say is we didn't get a chance to talk about David Poile resigning and Barry Trotz becoming the next GM. and
W move
and the Max Domi trade, which I really wanted to talk about. A lot of people, you know, and I saw this earlier on Twitter, you know, last night, I believe, was Pride Night in Dallas. And a lot of people shit on Max Domi for being used as the poster boy because I guess he said some things on the ice in the past. I mean, this is a guy who went march in the parade in Montreal and a guy who, when everything was going on, you know, with Black Lives Matter, released this very long statement. And I think that it's wrong for people to judge the guy based on something he said in the heat of the moment on the ice. I've said some shit on the ice. Nick said some shit on the ice. I don't know about Biella and Coleman because they're goalies.
Goalies don't talk much.
But I know that DB and I have said shit on the ice, and for Domi to get all this hate right now for being an outspoken advocate for people in the NHL, I think it's wrong, you know?
Could have been worse. Could have been like James Reimer.
Right. You shit on a player for not talking, and then you shit on a player for talking because of this. So I don't know what a lot of people want. You know, mm-hmm. it's a little, you know.
Yeah, it's a very in the air.
Yeah. What the fuck do they want? You know, you shit on the guy for not wearing a jersey, and then you shit on a guy for wearing a jersey. So it's the same people. You know, oh, I don't want Domi wearing my jersey. Well, you want Reimer wearing it. You know, that's it. Mm-hmm. So it's wrong to cast Max Domi in this very awful light. You know, and he's been incredible for Dallas. I want to also say, I watched him last night. He played very well.
Yeah, I believe the Hawks got another second for that. You hit that on the head.
The Hawks did get a second for that. Yeah, Biella, they did. And the other one more goalie thing I want to talk about is this summer Anaheim's going to look to make room for Lucas Dostal.
I love it. He needs to be up there.
Is it the Gibson train out, Clayton?
There's talk that it's either Gibson or Stolarz, which, I mean, duh, no shit, Clayton.
How long is Stolarz's contract? He's got like a one. Like, couldn't they just let him walk?
I think he's expiring at the end of this year.
There's no way to give a guy like Stolarz term.
But, I mean, they might like – I say they try to move Gibson as well.
Yeah, I say if you can get a
but why speed up their Gibson? Rebuild?
Moving Gibson, it helps their rebuild.
Yeah.
No, I agree to an extent. But they also have the goalie that they. I mean, how old is John Gibson? Before I go with my thought.
Off the late 20s.
You guys know? Very late 20s, yeah. I think.
He's probably like 28.
Still a good 5-7 years with 29. A goalie that's established.
I agree. I completely agree. I think.
Yeah,
I think
but you can also get a Hall.
But there's another issue. There's another issue.
But we're talking about 1A, 1B type situation. You already have your 1A, 1B right there. And then when Gibson retires,
Gibson's more than a 1A. Yeah.
I know he's the franchise goaltender. But hang on. Look at Olmark. He's more than a 1A.
But he has a really good backup. I don't think Dostal's that same level as Jeremy Swayman.
I want to add one thing. All of what we just said is on the pretense that Gibson wants to stay in Anaheim.
Good point.
There are two sides of every coin. The Coyotes could have kept Jacob Chychrun. He was young, a good defenseman. He didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want guys on your team that don't want to be there. That was the problem with Buffalo for so long.
Yeah. So I don't think Gibson wants to stay. I think he wants to chase some victories now because I think the Ducks are still a couple of seasons away. As good as their young
you don't want to lose for as long as they've been losing.
You know, you don't – I mean, he faces the most amount of shots in the NHL year after year. I think I'd be a little fucking tired of that.
Right.
You know,
you're right. 100%.
He's the highest this season.
Yeah.
1,800 shots.
Yeah, I'm aware because he broke his previous record in his career, I believe. We were at the Ducks game and they were talking about it. Yeah, so.
I mean, he's about 70 higher than Saros, who's second.
That's nuts.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean Well, when you're only defensive-minded defenseman is Alexander Carrier and Jeremy Lawson.
I don't know if you want to talk about that because this list gets weirder because Sorokin's fifth.
Yeah, the Islanders let up a lot of shots.
No, I know.
But we gotta take into account that they all.
But think about those shots are from the outside. Yep.
Yeah.
From the outside.
Yeah, the ones like John Gibson faces are not.
You know, another one.
Keep them on the outside.
Like I said, though, you know, another when I was talking, that's what I was getting into earlier is, you know, save percentage and goals against average aren't really the end all be all. You know, we're in a day now where you really want to look into the goals saved above expected, you know, mm-hmm. the shots, you know, the goals expected what against, you know, the shot quality.
Like shot quality, yep. Yeah.
There's stats that track all this stuff, you know, who faces the highest quality shots and shit like that. So, yeah.
No, you're 100% right. Should we just bubble it up and wrap it up? We just passed an hour.
We passed an hour and we're not struggling at all to get anything. I think we're going to buzz through the rest of the season. We didn't even really get to talk about the games in California. We'll sprinkle that in here next pod. You know, yeah. The games from last night. I want to talk about the overtime Minnesota New Jersey last night.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
Hughes off the post. Seconds later, with under a second left, like 0.2 seconds. Matt Boldy, beautiful move, just a quick move, nothing too fancy. Quick over, big reach, big stick, big guy. You know,
even before that goal, that last goal. Sequence, it was just back and forth, up and down the ice. Great saves from both goalies.
Great Gustafson saves and Vanecek.
It was insane. Oh, I mean, those are two teams too.
who can fucking move. You know, everybody. Mm-hmm. That Marcus Johansson pickup for Minnesota, I really like it. He's a fast guy, and he's going to be real good in the playoffs. Yeah. I'm calling it right now.
He was moving down the ice once. Then Devils came back. Then Freddie Goudreau came back down the other way. Just kept going.
I think you got to realize Minnesota's doing this all without Kirill Kaprizov. They're going to be a scary team to watch. And
That's why I was so surprised. I didn't see Kaprizov out there. I was like, who are all these guys moving so fast?
Yeah, it's going to be wild. That's literally.
They might play.
It's gonna be wild.
Nice. Wait, one other thing. Go ahead.
Is there a projected first round? It's Colorado still, right? Unless Colorado has two games in hand on Dallas and Minnesota.
Yeah, it would.
Whoever ends up in that 2-3 in Central is gonna be crazy.
The Central's gonna be any of those teams. I mean, dude, the playoffs this year. There's not too many teams where I'm like, damn, that team is shit. You know, Seattle's played very well. Their goaltending is going to be concerning, but Vince Dunn is on a fucking another level on D this year for fucking point production. Jeez, almost 70 points.
He's first on their team.
Nuts. Almost 70 points for the kid. Yeah. And the other guy, I want to toot my own horn real quick before
I
forget.
We called out Vince Dunn years ago.
Yeah. I want to toot my own horn about Jimmy Stu, Tim Stützle. I think he's on pace for around 90-ish, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's got 80.
Let's have a look. I'll check.
Take a look. Yeah, 76 or something.
Yeah, 78 in 67 games.
Yeah, something. I just want to say, before the season, I pumped his tires a lot on this pod. I want to call myself out on that.
Okay.
So when they signed with that contract, I said, man, I've heard he looks big. I heard he's hit the gym. And you know, as a young player in the NHL, bulking up like that, I mean, it's huge. You know, if you can maintain your speed, obviously. But I mean, Tim Stützle, have a fucking season. Jeez.
Hey, Brady Tkachuk is too, right there. 72 points in 71 games.
I know. And Drake Matthews, top guys there are just a little distracted, maybe. Sorry. I don't want to peddle false information. My bad.
Wow.
But hey, Formanton disappeared. So,
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, they haven't announced their findings yet. The NHL said the investigation's over. The London, Ontario police said, no, it's not. So that's cool.
Yeesh.
Gary Batman.
Maybe it's done for the NHL players.
Gary Batman.
I think it's not because it was all NHL players. I think why else would Ottawa let him go over to Europe like that and not sign an RFA?
He wasn't asking for
too much money, and the Senators weren't out of money. So there's something fishy there, but that's the only guy who I'm going to say that about. I'm not going to say about anybody else yet, but there were multiple, and they played in the Junior Hockey League in Canada. So it ain't Cale Makar and it ain't Dante Fabro, as much as I wish it was. contract off the books.
Wow.
Him and Mike Ribeiro could be
cellmates.
That's
a tough take. You can't say that.
I was kidding. But him and Mike Ribeiro could be cellmates. Hey, Jesus. Mike, you got any coke?
All right. We got to wrap it up here. Yep.
I'm keistering it.
Time to wrap it up. All right.
Chill. Yep, all right.
Chill. Yeah, let's go.
See everybody. We'll see you next week.
Penis. Hopefully.
Penis.